say is that the man who installed this system has now moved on to his next commission, which is Chichester Cathedral, but he's coming back next week to make some final adjustments to this. So please, if there's anything you hear that you would like to think, oh, well, that was a bit too loud or wrong, whatever, if you've got any comments about it, please feed them back to me, and I can feed them back to him, and we can get some final level adjustments made. But in the meantime, I hope it's nice and clear and you enjoy it. Thank you.
And good morning from me, everyone. Welcome. It's good to see you all. Hope you can hear me. I think you can. And we will meet for tea and coffee after the service, as usual. So welcome. Before I go on, I'd like to say a big thank you to John. This has been a huge piece of work to get this sound system installed. There have been quite a few people in the background having their input, but John has done the major part, so thank you very much, John. We had the second week of the night shelter last night, and I'd just like to read you the report of the night from Mick Cole, who is one of the organisers with Kathy. We had a very friendly, peaceful time, which was nice to hear. There was musical entertainment, and the Pilot Youth Group produced a fantastic evening meal with lots of bubbly enthusiasm. It was a quiet night. And there were no problems at all, so that's good to hear. I'll move on to some personal news. It's good to hear that both Mary Williamson and Lorna Talbot are both now out of hospital, and John Tadman, who has been in Tolworth Hospital, has been moved to Hopkirk House in New Malden. As you know, this has been Homelessness Week, which was started for us by Ken Bartlett last week. If you wish to make a donation to Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness, you can do that today or following on from that. And there are gift aid envelopes at the back of the church. So if you wish to make a separate donation today to KCAH and you can gift aid, please use one of the envelopes. Next Sunday, we have combined worship at 11 o'clock and reflective worship at 6:30. And further ahead, the choir, which EJ formed sort of back in the autumn, is to be reformed. And just for a short period, and choir practices will commence on Sunday, the 16th of February, after the 11:30 service. So that's a fortnight today after the 11:30. And as ever, all ages are welcome. And finally, a reminder for Beach Group that you are meeting in room 3 at 11 o'clock today. Sally.
To ask for your help, there are four opportunities. The first is Messy Church. Again, I've already got some people to help run activities, but we could do with some more, and also some people in the kitchen. The meal is going to be sausage casserole, so if anyone feels that they can make a sausage casserole beforehand, you don't have to stay on the day, but you can just bring the sausage casserole and we'll heat it up for families who come. That would be great. If you can do any of those things, then the flip chart at the side of the church is where you need to sign up, or you can speak to me. The second thing is Stay and Play. We run this for parents and children on the third Saturday of the month from 10 till 12. It's once a month, and I currently do this on my own. I've been doing that for quite a while, and I would really really like someone to come in and help me to run that. So if you feel that you can do that, please come and speak to me. If I can't get anyone, then I may have to think about stopping that project. Secondly, we run a foyer activity afternoon on a Tuesday. Again, that's once a month. Liz Borthwick and myself would really love someone to come and help serve refreshments so that we can get involved in the activities and in conversation with the guests who come. And the last opportunity is somebody is required to help the parents and toddlers on a Monday morning as well. So if you can help with any of those activities, please, please, please come and speak to me afterwards. Thank you.
Let us join together to worship God. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. We join to sing, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise.
Thank you.
Let us join to pray. Let us pray. God, who is our source and guide and goal, you have made us in your image and set us in a world full of beauty. You dwell in light unapproachable, yet you have come among us full of grace and truth. You are power from on high, coming in wind and flame to work your wonders in our midst. Gracious God, awaken us from sleep that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. You are holy and perfect, and we come, your people, aware of our frailty, aware of our error. And we are thankful that Jesus has said, "I come to call not the righteous but sinners." So we confess our sin, the sin of the church, the sin of the world in which we share. We have not loved you with our whole being. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We ask that you would forgive us. Release us from the burden of our past and remake each one of us in your image and your likeness. The Lord says, "See, I am making all things new." Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive our debtors. And do not bring us the time of trial, but deliver us from the kingdom, power, For the writer of the four Gospels, the thing that matters really is the death of Jesus. A little bit about the resurrection. Proportionately, quite a small bit about the teaching of Jesus, the life of Jesus. The thing that really matters is the death of Jesus. The last week in the life of Jesus is what really matters. So when people talk about, Jesus, great teacher, you have to look at them a bit askance and think, really? Have you read any of the Bible? But this piece that we're going to do at the moment is the core bit of teaching from the mouth of Jesus, presented in Matthew as one long sermon. Would you like to put up? Right, so the "Show us your ways, O Lord, teach us your paths," we're all going to say that. You people are going to say the light. You people are going to say the dark. We say together, "Show us your ways, O Lord, teach us your paths. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Show us your ways, O Lord, teach us your paths. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Show us your ways, O Lord, teach us your paths. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for their theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Show us your ways, O Lord. Teach us your paths. We're going to sing, picking up the notion of this topsy-turvy God that we follow. Heard somebody say this morning, yippee, there's not a sermon. I will not take that personally. So I started work on Matthew 5, 1 to 12, and then I thought to myself, actually, this taking Matthew 5, 1 to 12 to bits, it's like a preaching series, isn't it? You can't preach one sermon. Especially not when you've got Holy Communion and the 11:30 breathing down your neck. You cannot preach one sermon on the Beatitudes. Just can't be done. And also, it feels a bit like dissecting a living thing, in the sense that there's a wholeness to the Beatitudes that precludes that sort of dissecting. So I thought what I'd do is I'd just dissect one word of it, and then we would read how Eugene Peterson has translated it. He describes, reading the Book of Common Prayer, he found the word lucky in the place where you would expect the word blessed to be. Lucky. Now, just a minute. We've just about got our heads around the word happy, which the Good News translates, and I know that's the thing that for many people is the bridge too far when it comes to the Good News translation. But lucky, how lucky you are when you're bereaved. lucky. This is Psalm 129, verse 8. No one who passes you by will say, "May the Lord bless you." We bless you in the name of the Lord. That's from the Good News. And this is from the King James. So that they who go by may not say as much, "The Lord prosper you." We wish you good luck in the name of the Lord. So the word translated is happy in the Good News translation, and translated prosper, and translated good luck, and translated blessed. Blessed is a religious word, isn't it? Can you think of another context in which you use blessed? Bottom line, if somebody sneezes. Blessed. But it doesn't mean the one whom God blesses. It means fortunate. Someone who is to be congratulated. You are to be congratulated if. So it's not a psychological description, it's a recommendation. It's about the attitudes of a true disciple. The emphasis is not so much on time, present, or future, but on the certainty that discipleship is not in vain. The certainty that discipleship is not in vain. What comes first is the gospel. What follows is people's response, and in the expression used by C.S. Lewis, people being surprised by joy. Take one and pass them on. Take one and pass them on. You heard it here first. Take one and pass them on, please. Take one and pass them on. Take one and pass them on. Should be more than enough. Did you get one? Cool. I've put this on paper so that you can just get it in a different way rather than it going on the screen, and also so you can take it away and have a right good look at it, and then you can get your usual translation out and put it alongside and do a bit of homework. And then if you're like some members of the church, you can then very tactfully say to your members of your family, you know how you're always wondering that you cannot think of anything to buy me for Christmas? Could you buy me the message? So let's read this together. When Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed. blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's the food and drink in the best meal you've ever eaten. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get yourselves and your mind and heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. Persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer even, for though they don't like it, I do, and all heaven applauds, and know that you are in good company. My prophet and witnesses have always got this kind of trouble. I'll give you a minute with that. Would you like to lead us in prayer?
So for our prayers of intercession, I've framed them around the Beatitudes. So let's pray together. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Lord God, we pray for all those who are so wrapped up in their own lives or their careers, or the quest for money, fame, or power, that they have no notion or time for you. We ask that you would break into their hearts and let them know that you are there. We pray for all those seeking meaning in their lives, those for whom hope is fading or has gone. Bring them a glimpse of your love and a renewed sense of hope. We pray for those who have started their journey toward faith, those who have heard the still, small voice calling and seek to know more. Help them and those close to them who can support them in their journey. And if we encounter them, help us to know what to say and do to encourage them. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. We know that death is part of life, yet it's often still so hard when death comes to someone we love. However well we have prepared, the day of death is still a great loss. We pray for all those who've recently had someone they love die. In their mourning, may they know your continuing love. Help those around them to provide the support and friendship they need as they grieve. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. We pray for all those who serve, thinking particularly today of those who work in our hospitals, our GPs and all their support staff. Give them wisdom in their diagnosis and care in the treatment of their patients. We pray for teachers and carers in our schools. Give them patience as they deal with children's questions, and help them to create a good environment for learning and development. We pray for the children they teach, that they may value the education they are offered. Give them inquiring minds and a desire to explore your world and all the wonders it holds. Blessed are Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. We pray for those who strive for justice and truth in our world, for the aid agencies working with the poor everywhere, for the United Nations and other government organisations seeking to create a fairer world for all. Give them wisdom in their discussions and a willingness to create solutions to the great needs and injustices of our world. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. We pray for those known to us locally who work with street pastors, the food bank and the night shelter, for all that they do to provide for the needs of the potentially vulnerable people they come into contact with. Help them to show love and compassion for those they meet. Give them wisdom to know how to cope with them and to minister to their specific needs. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. In a world full of distractions and temptations, we pray for all those who are being led astray, those striving for few brief years of fame or riches or power, those tempted by drugs or excess alcohol, those drawn to violence and other forms of crime. Be with those trying to guide the young and vulnerable away from all such paths. Give them the words of understanding to show the dangers of the path they're heading down and the vision to provide a better alternative. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. We pray for those seeking to bring peace in our world, for the negotiators over the Syrian crisis, where so much human suffering is taking place because people cannot live together in peace. We pray for world leaders and others with positions of power in military or rebel groups, that they would see a path to solving conflict that doesn't involve fighting and loss of life. We also pray for people everywhere engaged in making peace. It can be as simple as the offer of a calming word in a tense moment, a shoulder to lean on in times of anxiety, someone who mediates between a couple unable to resolve a dispute. Give them the courage to keep on working for peace and the awareness of the value of what they are doing. We also pray for those who are not at peace, be it a partner, friend, child, relative, parent, colleague. Send to them this day a peacemaker that they may be able to find peace. And may we be equipped to be those peacemakers when the time comes. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We pray for Christian leaders and our Christian brothers and sisters across the world. We know that in many places to be a Christian is hard, and people are hated or attacked for their faith. We pray for their safety and that your peace may be upon them. Give them courage to continue your work wherever they are. And we also pray for the persecutors, that they, like Saul, may have their eyes and minds opened by the attitude of those they persecute. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So finally, we come to pray for ourselves. And in this section of prayer, I will use me and I rather than us or our to make these prayers personal. And if for you any of the things that I say ring true, then please repeat the words in your head to make them your own. Lord God, I ask your forgiveness for all the wrong I have done this week, for the words I have said that I should not have, for the words I could have said but did not. Help me in the week ahead to think more carefully about what I say and don't say, that from my mouth may come what is good and pure, that my words may build up rather than break down. Forgive me for the wrong thoughts I have had, for the things I have desired that I should not, for the good thoughts I've ignored. Help me in the week ahead to better control and use my thinking, to be wise in knowing which will lead to positive action and which to destruction. And I ask your forgiveness for the bad things I have done and the good things I have left undone, the things that I have done that caused others hurt or anxiety, or the times when an action could have helped and encouraged someone and I did nothing. Help me in the week ahead to act wisely, to seek to do not always the big things, but the small insignificant things that each contribute to making life better for myself and others, and to avoid those actions which lead only to harm and hurt. All this we pray in your name.
So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Eternal God, we come with these gifts to offer our sacrifice of praise and the service of our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We join to sing hymn number 434, Jesus Invites His Saints. hear the gracious words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. And hear the narrative of the institution of the Lord's Supper as it was recorded by the Apostle Paul. I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." In the name of the Lord Jesus and following his example, we take this bread and this wine, and as Jesus gave thanks, so we give thanks. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for changing us, for turning our perspective upside down. Thank you for making us new people in Christ, restored in relationship with you and with one another. Thank you for giving us your Spirit to be our guide and helper, for the Spirit's presence to inspire and provoke the very best in us. May our thankfulness flow in our living as much as in our praying. May we take up your tasks with joy and hallow all creation through the gentleness of our living. May we be constantly amazed by your grace and alive to the wonder of your presence. We thank you that you have claimed us as your children, and we are glad. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his teaching, for his life, for his death, for his resurrection. And we thank you for the transforming power of the Spirit in us, working through us and in bread and wine. May these, the ordinary things from our table, be transformed by your Spirit to that which speaks of the heavenly banquet when all will be gathered in. Praise to you, our God, now and into eternity. Amen. Let me explain some technical things. For those of us who have issues with alcohol, the good news is that we can all drink this wine because there's no alcohol in it. Some of us have issues with wheat and gluten. Good news is that when you get this plate, you will discover that there is some biscuit that is so that you can eat. The way that we do communion is you stay where you are, and the elders will bring the bread and the wine to you. When you get the bread, you have a moment, you make your communion, and then you eat it. And when you get the wine, you hold it, and we all drink together. We believe that all are welcome at this table. It is not ours, it is the Lord's. If you would eat and drink with us, then we are glad. Lord Jesus, in the face of death, took bread, blessed it, broke it, and said, "This is my body, and it is broken." and said, "This is my blood, and it is shed for you." The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The body of Christ. us. Gracious God, we praise you for what you have given and for what you have promised us here. That at this table we are made one with all your people in heaven and on earth. You fed us with the bread of life and renewed us for your service. Now we give ourselves and we ask that our daily living may be part of the life of your kingdom and that our love may be your love, reaching out into all the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Just before we sing our final hymn, can I talk to you about the offering plates that are towards the doors as you walk out, which it's a communion fund. And what happens is it gets squirreled away into a communion fund that I spend, and only I spend it when on something that I feel is right. People have asked me to give examples to encourage people to give, but the trouble is that if I give you an example, you could think, well, I don't think that's appropriate use. So it's a very difficult one for me to give examples. But there are times, for example, when somebody moves into a place, new place, and they have literally nothing, that we have made a gift. We've made gifts of flowers to people at difficult times. So that's what that does. I know that I call it the Minister on Holiday in the Bahamas Fund, but that is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Sun. Let's join to sing Be Thou My Vision, which you'll find at number 489.
Thank you.
as we go out to take God to others, may we know that we will meet God in others. For God blesses us with God's presence wherever we are, and God is found in unlikely places and unlikely people. Thanks be to God.